You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Last night, I'm sure some of you saw it, Sarah Palin gave an exclusive interview to ABC's Charlie Gibson. What did you take away from it?
Good morning. This is Chris from Brooklyn. Regarding Sarah Palin, I was shocked that she did not know what the Bush Doctrine was. It is part of the reason why her son was being deployed. And I cannot believe that somebody aspiring to the office of vice president under a 72-year-old man with health problems doesn't understand this stuff or doesn't know this stuff.
What did you think? What does Sarah Palin need to be asked? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. It's Friday, and with only 17 games left in the regular season, the Red Sox face an uphill battle to win the AL East. They lost 2 of 3 to division-leading Tampa Bay this week, which is the story of the baseball season. Boston is 2.5 games behind the Rays, who open a weekend series tonight against the Yankees, who look to be out of it. But there's a lot going on in the baseball season, and Dave Zirin joins us now from outside of Washington, D.C., sports writer for The Nation. Dave, that's your theme music. What do you think?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it. I'm here throwing punches and shadow boxing. It's amazing.
All right, that's nice. So you're flacking a book, you come to the studio, no book, you're on the phone. Okay, message received, Dave.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right. So, babe, what's going on? You said the Rays were the story, the amazing story. I mean, they had such a week. Describe to me the moments, the baseball moments that the Rays have experienced just in this week.
Oh, it's remarkable. And first of all, just so in case you have some casual baseball fans, yes, before this season they were known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. This year they are just known as the Tampa Bay Rays. And I think we're all seeing the advantages of renouncing Satan on your record.
Yes,
they're doing
indeed.
A great job this year.
And they're a young team. They're a low-paid team. Nothing like the Red Sox or the Yankees.
Yeah, nothing. But this is, you know, this is the fruits of what happens when you're the worst-run baseball franchise for a decade. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays have been absolutely terrible their first 10 years of existence, but in the process what they've been able to do is stockpile an astounding amount of fantastic young talent, and if you couple that with some really good trades, then for the young baseball fan, people like Evan Longoria and Scott Kazmaier, I mean, these are the names of the future.
Oh, well, they're certainly the names of the present. And speaking of Cinderella stories, I mean, we can drag the tiredest, oldest Cinderella story in baseball is the Chicago Cubs. Here they are.
That's true, and I'm just back from Chicago. And let me just say, I've never seen a city of fans where people act like they're in a chair that's tipping over and that somebody is about to just knock them right down to the floor. I mean, the Chicago Cubs, they have been leading their division all season. They've had a terrible week this week, but then again, everyone else in their division has had a terrible week as well. And it's just a whole fan base that seems to be waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for the Steve Bartmans of the world. He was the guy in 03, of course, who messed up the team when they looked like they were making it to the World Series by grabbing the ball away from Moises Alou in the playoffs. So,
hey, Dave, I was there in 84 when the Cubs made the playoffs and then lost 4 straight to the Padres. So, you know, the Chicago, it's not over till it's over in Chicago.
Yeah. It's not over till it's over, but it's a bad feeling when people feel like it's over before it's even begun.
Yeah, that's true. So what other, you know, the Minnesota Twins are a smidge away from the White Sox in the AL Central, and the Dodgers could actually make it here.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers are a good story as well because they brought in Manny Ramirez. And I'm speaking this for the casual fan out there who's listening. Manny Ramirez, if you don't know him, he's kind of like the Rain Man of hitters, Manny being Manny. They call him the hitter savant. He walks up in the batter's box, and before you know it, he's just lacing line drives left and right. Bringing in Manny Ramirez has changed the attitude of the owner, Frank McCourt, who is going to fire their general manager by the end of this year. It's changed the attitude of the clubhouse, and it's making Joe Torre, I know New York fans remember Joe Torre, manager of the Dodgers, who's the sleepy-eyed genius, is starting to look like a genius once again.
Well, I think for New York fans, all the pain of the Yankees, you know, and what of that pain is not assuaged by the Mets, who look like they're going to make the playoffs, although, you know, they had such a collapse last year. New Yorkers are going to love Torre in the postseason. Talk about the Mets for a minute. You're a Mets
absolutely.
Fan, right?
I'm a Mets fan. You know that.
Yep.
I was raised in the 1980s in New York City. I mean, I practically have an orange NY tattooed on my back. My mom wouldn't let me do that, but still, I would have.
It's a lot of information there, Dave.
A little too much info.
A little
But Carlos Delgado, out of nowhere, you know, one of those baseball players who's older than I am. And every time a player is now older than me, I'm now old enough that I'm thinking to myself, maybe they should be thinking about other work. But Carlos Delgado, he spent the last 2 months of this season looking like an MVP candidate after spending the last 2 years looking like he was really out of it and really couldn't play anymore.
But so they lost Wagner. They don't have a closer.
No, they've lost Wagner, and they've blown more saves in the second half of this season than every other division leader combined. It's an amazing statistic.
So and you want to handicap the series at this point, or just do the playoffs?
Oh, I'd like to handicap the series. I mean, I'll tell you this. This is what I said at the halfway point of the season, and I'd like to stick with it. At the start of the season, I predicted Angels-Mets, and that's looking very good. And when I say Mets, I'm a ridiculous homer. But at the halfway point of the season, I said Rays-Mets, and I'm starting to feel that that's looking very right.
No, I'd prefer Rays-Mets. Dave Zirin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my privilege. Thanks so much.
Dave Zirin, sports writer for The Nation, with now his own theme song. Can we hear just a little bit of that? A little bit of theme song? Dave Zirin theme? No, we can't. Okay, so let's just throw it to Femi. Okay, save the show, will you, Femi, with the headlines?
Yeah, I love that Gary Glitter anthem, but it's kind of banned in the UK. 21 minutes to the top of the hour, but perfect for sports.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.